Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
We are here.
We are here.
We are ourselves.
We are now.
Actually, that may be something you want to talk about, because it's really interesting what's happening here. So I'm not sure what it means on a bigger level, but you know, when we go to trips, we're on trips.
People, let's just take it all the way back.
Absolutely, because that's where it started, and it's just so funny how it's expanded. So this might be, I don't know what this has to do with anything, with our subject matter. It might, though. I don't know. I
just follow, you know. We don't know the answer to this, so maybe that's part of it.
Maybe. You know, because we're talking about evolving into the great unknown. Maybe that's part of it. You may have identity issues. Okay, let's go back a few years.
Okay, so we were at the Conscious Life Expo when it first happened.
Right.
Okay. We were holding a booth, and that was the year that nothing showed up for our booth. So So what we had was
great
a
improvisation. Yeah. Tracy had to do a lot of dancing. She did some shows on top of
it. Oh my God. I remember you guys threatened that I was going to have to do a script tease if the stuff didn't show up. So I was really relieved to see that some of the cases of books came. But I do have to say that was such a fun trip, because nothing went as planned. And I was just so in awe of you and how you handled it. To the point where apparently I wanted to be you.
Oh.
So what we're getting at, everybody, is there's been some fun discoveries that if you Google Dolores Cannon, or go to your search engine and put in Dolores Cannon.
Well, let's go back to that show. Wait a minute. Go back to that show. Because you didn't finish. You just said we had a show. What happened there? You said it was the first time.
At the expo.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so people would come by the table, and we had, I put up my laptop with the QHHT screen. It had your mom's picture on it and the website. And that was the only thing at our booth that could identify who we were.
It was great.
And we were busy. We were so busy.
We were so busy.
Laughing. We had them crying. We had everything going on in that booth. Mm-hmm, It was fun. But the one thing that kept happening is people would come up and say, "Oh, are you Dolores's daughter?" And they'd be looking at me. And I would be like, yes, I am, just to be a smart ass, right? And so so then it became kind of a little inside joke about
it. Didn't it happen? I think it even happened at a class, didn't it?
It probably did. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, what an honor that was for me, though. You know, I was very excited to take on that role. But then, you know, Julia would be standing there. So I kind of had to hand it off. No, that's her. But.
But then we fast forward to.
The radio shows I did that she never heard about.
Exactly. No, Yeah. I think probably something did happen. And that's why we had. Happening what we have happening now. You know, you get caught eventually, right?
Eventually. So, but it, I mean, so one of the things that I do for the radio show is I post all the banners and all the little, you know, social media sites, right? And so all the Facebook pages. So Julia's like, I gotta get you on my page so you can post that. So she does. Well, in order to do that, I have to switch over to her identity to put the banner up, and I couldn't figure out how to get back to being me.
Right. So. Oh, but there's another thing that happened here. See, so that's Facebook. That's what we were doing. If we were a little bit late, that's what we were doing. She was trying to get her identity back.
I was.
But let's go back to like, what, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago?
And it's what Google. 2 weeks, yeah.
And so Facebook is trying to make her me. Well, Google did make her me.
May I share my screen?
Absolutely.
I hope everyone can see this. I am sporting a look here. I'm very proud of it. There it is. Julia Cannon, Dolores Cannon's daughter. And there it is right there, folks. I am so proud of that. So I took it to a new level somehow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I still think your mom's part of that and just giggling her little buns off.
Oh, probably, yeah.
But that just made my day. So yeah, there it is.
And we don't really know how it happened. We're trying to get to the bottom of it, but it's like, you know, what do you do? So
it's a good picture of me.
It is, yeah.
So that's how we started this show. Is I was trying to get back to being Tracy Mahan, not Julia Cannon Soulspeak. Welcome to the show, everybody, and welcome to our world.
Let us know you're here.
Yeah, we do have quite a few in the chat room already. So hello to everybody that's in the chat room. It's nice to see you there and saying hello to us. We got Orange County.
Where are you from?
Only one of you put where you're from. Yeah. I'm going to make them up. No. Start just throwing some.
Yeah. Tell us where you're from because, oh my gosh, that is so exciting to see where everybody comes from.
It's fun. Yeah, we do like to see how far out this all goes. So Denmark. Yay, Denmark. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's starting to come in. I'll keep close. Anyway, so we're going into the great unknown today.
We are going into the great unknown. And I want you to know that this is, okay, what they're saying right now, this is very similar to what I did. I know I talked about that when I did a lecture, 3 hours, had no guidance going in. I did not know a thing. It's kind of like this one, you know, it's like, but that's walking on faith. You know, we just go ahead and go and we know that we will be okay. We will have what we need when we need it. All right. And that's what we're doing here tonight. And that's why we called it the great unknown, because we had absolutely no idea what we were going to talk about. There we go. I just blew our little secret.
Oh,
so, but that's where we are. You know, we can't have every minute planned. We can't have everything planned that we do. We can't know every step ahead of time. It is all open. That's what being in the now is about. It's you live it. You are there. You trust that the universe has your back. You'll know what to do when it's time to do it. You'll know what to say when it's time to say it. And we go forward. So you want to say something?
Yes. Somebody's asking, where is the chat? So I'm getting a private message for that.
Okay.
I just entered the link for that. But hopefully if you are listening and you're not on Facebook, if you go to BBS Radio on Facebook, you'll find it there. So it's facebook.com/BBS Radio/videos or go to BBS Radio, whatever it is. We got you over there. We got people from Canada, Austin, Oregon, Kansas City, Idaho, Wisconsin, Ireland, UK. You guys are from everywhere. Keep it coming.
Fantastic.
I love it. So,
hey, everyone, meet each other. Thank you for being here. So exciting. It's so heartwarming. And
my daughter Tiffany's in there.
Oh, that is so sweet. I wondered if the Austin was Tiffany. Hey, sweetie.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, I'm going to oust her.
Oh, yeah. So there it is.
So Tiffany's actually my daughter. So even though Tracy likes to adopt her, but.
Well, and claim your identity.
That's true. So, okay, Tiffany, which one do you claim as your mother?
Oh. Don't make children choose. That's not nice.
Oh, that's not, that isn't fair, is it?
She loves us both for whatever
that's
reason.
That's true. That's no? true. Yeah. Okay. Okay. No pressure. I just raised you all these years. No.
She's just saying hi, Mom, and keeping it clean. We can both take it this way. I like that, Tiffany. That's great.
She's smart.
I'm going to assume that was for me.
She's very smart.
She is smart.
Mm-hmm.
She's cute too. Looks like her mom. You guys figure it out.
Okay. Let's get into this. Gosh.
No, great unknown.
To tune in here.
What are your hits with the great unknown? Because I know I've had things kind of coming in a little bit today. So do you want me to throw up?
Go for it. Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So right now we are going into this really amazing phase of that that shift that we were talking about, going into the Aquarius age. Mm-hmm. And people are really purging out their old self. I mean, like, I know I've done it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, that version of me over there. And I know that a large amount of our audience has done this because yeah. I've heard from a lot of people that they're going through some stuff, some really upheaval things.
Yeah.
But they don't know what's ahead.
Yeah.
It's not like you're purging it knowing that you're heading this direction. Yeah. You're purging and they don't know what's ahead.
Yeah.
And that's the exciting part.
Walking on faith thing, that can be scary.
Yeah.
It absolutely can. I'm not saying it's not scary. It can be scary. It's just, but that's part of it. That's part of the challenge of it, I think, is letting things go, letting the known go.
Yeah.
Letting, you know, and then walking on faith into whatever it might be, knowing that the universe has your back and it will always be for your best.
Always. Yeah. Always. It's, you don't always get to see it right away mm-hmm. because, you know, this is one of the things I say a lot, you know, in different sessions and things. Is if we want to manifest something, we have to become that energetic match to it, right? Mm-hmm. So these upheavals, you know, we all want a fifth dimensional reality. Where mm-hmm. is it? Where is it? How many times mm-hmm. do you hear that? Yeah. Where is it?
like you have to purge that to be
a vibrational match to it. So you have to purge all of this stuff. So that's the exciting part. We're purging this because we're going into that fifth dimensional frequency. You
right.
have to get rid of fear. Have to get rid of the fear, mm-hmm. the worry, the angst. When you can be at peace and be in joy and all of that, then you're on your way. But in order to get there, we have to let go of all the pain that we've been hanging on to. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're doing.
Yeah. And fear is huge. And that's why it's like, it's a fear of letting go. It's a fear of going into something you don't know. And there's a fear. I mean, there's so much fear in general around things. It's like, and so yeah, it's a fear of letting go of fear. I mean, really. And so, and that's what it's recognizing things for what they are, recognizing fear for what it is. I think I've said this before, fear takes on many disguises.
Yeah.
And so it's understanding it when it's happening. It's like, oh, I mean, that's what I finally got to where I was like, oh, I see you. you thought you could hide from me. You could just go, no, it may take a little bit, but I figured it out. So make it a game. Make it a game. What is this? Why is this happening? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly. I had a client that had a really strong epiphany, aha moment with, when in regression, went to the SC. And there was anger, and the anger was being held in the torso, right? There's all this energy in the torso. So I asked the question, who are they angry at? Mm. Which is the golden question, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Themselves, which that is the only person you ever can be angry at, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because everything is a mirror of yourself.
Yeah.
So once that happened, there was like this aha moment of, oh, I'm not angry at all of these people out here.
Forgiven all of them. That's usually
me.
Everybody.
Yeah, I'm mad at me. Oh. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you could just almost see them float off the bed because they finally forgiven them. They realized where the anger was being held
mm-hmm.
for.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I was in a prison and didn't realize I had the key. Mm-hmm. Then it got even deeper when I realized I don't need a key. Because I'm not even in a prison. The door's not even locked. There's not even a prison. I just need to let it go.
There aren't even any walls.
So I know that came about because somebody needed to hear that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're hanging on to something and they don't even realize that it's themselves that they're hanging it on to for. And it's time to let it go.
And that's so easy to do. It's so easy. So it's similar to when we've talked about, you know, watch what you're thinking and monitor that. And what you start doing is like things that you notice as limiting beliefs or limiting statements, limiting thoughts, and then catching yourself when you think it or say it, and you'll get to where you eventually get faster. Well, it's the same thing. It's the same thing here. It's like, it may take you a little bit to catch it at first, but after, you know, and so you're down the road a little bit in that fear thing. Remember, you're just trying to learn and understand fear. That's why you have these situations. And so the goal here is, that's why I said make a game out of it, is mm-hmm. recognizing it. And your goal is to recognize it sooner each time. Recognize it a little faster. See what you can do. And it'll be really cool when you're able to recognize it on the spot.
Exactly.
Then it has no more power.
Yep. Then you got more of that 5D.
Exactly.
Yeah, when you can stay out of that reaction. And it's funny because you know how sometimes things just come in themes. They just do. And some social media, Instagram or something, it says, nobody can make you angry. You're choosing to have that response.
Yes.
And that just went in with today too. Choosing that, who am I angry at? Oh, I'm angry at myself. And then you're choosing that response. And when we can all start grasping that we are making a choice.
Yeah.
Choose to be happy. That one was the hardest one for me to grip when I was going through dark night of the soul stuff, you know, clawing my way out of that.
Yeah.
And I keep being told, well, you can choose to be happy. And boy, does that make you mad when someone says you can choose to be happy when you're going through your junk, right?
You like, don't know what's going on.
I did that. And so then I'd be like, okay, I choose to be happy. That's not working either, right? So, but then when I understood that I can choose a happier thought, and I can choose to go out and take a walk, and I can choose to get myself out of the environment that's making mm-hmm. me happy, I can choose, and I can choose. And then I started getting it. And you can choose to be happy.
Yeah. Every single moment you, or a second, probably, you have choices. You're making a choice every single, and some of them are big enough where you notice it. And most of them are very small and you just do them, but realize you had a choice to do something else.
Yeah. Yeah. And
that would have changed.
You were talking earlier. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You were talking earlier about the words that we're using. We were, mm-hmm. we're so kind of in that, what do I want to say, in that hypnotic state, even during our waking day, mm-hmm. you know, there's only so much of our time that we're actually in the conscious moment, being right. in that moment. Otherwise we're on autopilot. That's the word I was looking for, the autopilot thing. And we start on autopilot. Yeah. And if you stop and listen to the words that you're saying while you're on autopilot, it will tell you exactly why you have the world around you have.
Absolutely. And that's, there've been times I think I said it once before, maybe a couple weeks ago, it was like, I'm doing this, I'm talking about this, but then I caught myself like in the next breath in the autopilot mode saying the other. And I'm like, oh my gosh, and somebody else had to point it out to me. And that's usually how it has to be, you know. So
yeah, so the autopilot reveals the subconscious or the belief system you don't realize you have
behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I really think about it.
Years ago I was reading an article that said we learn all of our core beliefs by the time we're 7, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And if you think about that, when you're on autopilot, you're responding from a 7-year-old perspective. And if you had traumas in your childhood, then you're responding from a traumatized 7-year-old, right?
That's
so
true.
It's catching that stuff. It's all changeable. It's all recognizable. You can get in there and go, oh, and then go cradle that 7-year-old, that 3-year-old, that 2-year-old, and tell them it's going to be okay, and grow that part of you up.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what that child understood. That's what they knew. That was their world.
Yeah.
You know, a different world now.
Exactly.
You know, a different reality.
You get a different perspective. And, but do go back to that child piece, you know, that inner child that was wounded, and have a little chat. Talk to them about it. It's all good. You grew up and you end up being pretty cool. You turned into Julia Cannon. Well, maybe just one of us.
Or Tracy. Thanks for Julia. No, I mean, but that's true. I mean, and it really, I mean, it's easy to get caught up in things that did happen back there, even as you're older. I mean, if there's, you know, life has some traumatic stuff going on in it. I mean, it just does. But that's, we created that so we could learn from it. We wanted the experience to learn from. Okay. So go with it that way rather than, you know, I mean, cause, and I'm talking to, you know, whatever. I'm preaching to myself here in that for a long time, I looked at things as punishment. Okay. It must be karma. It must be this. I did something. Oh my gosh. This is, you know, maybe I don't deserve the whole gamut of stuff, you know, but all of that can be changed. You know, it's like, you know, I think I've punished myself enough. Yeah. That's what I finally had to get to. It's like, I don't need to keep doing it. I learned what I needed to learn. I had the experience. I learned from it. There really doesn't need to be a punishment there. It was an experience. Yeah. But that part of me
sabotage. Was, you know, how many people sabotage because they, deserve a form of punishment. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's where all of that comes in. And we really, that's what we want to, you know, it's one thing to say, oh, just let it go, let it go. But it's like, if you can talk, like you said, that child, see, that's coming from that child part that has to be punished, you know, has to be, you know, all this, I don't deserve it because it hurt at some place. It didn't deserve
that
it.
Came on you, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And like I said, we know better now. The adult part of us can go, you know what, that may have been the way it was then, but it's not that way anymore. Yeah. And now I know more. I know that, see, like me, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking to that person going, because this has been a struggle with me for quite a while. It's, you know, this is something that you get punished for. So I got to punish you. And it's like, I already went through this. I already had the experience. Why do I need to do anything with it? I mean, right. I've already dealt with it. So it's like, what? That was kind of backwards thinking, but I see where it came from. But it's like, man, how we look at it this way? It was an experience. It was an interesting experience, a very interesting one that I learned tons from. I'm telling you right now, I could not be doing what I'm doing now if I would have not had that experience.
Wow.
So I see, you know, it was really good. It was like a crash course boot camp.
Right.
So if you could have the most, you know, it's like a very pressured situation to grow the best, the most in a very short period of time. That's what it was.
Well, and I think you're saying these things because people are in that place, right?
Yes. You might find yourself in there. And that's because you wanted to get yourself into a different place quickly. You know, maybe you pushed it too far in the direction you shouldn't have been. This is what I did. I wasn't listening to my messages telling me to change course. I waited till the very last possible second and let the universe do it for me.
Yeah.
And when that happened, see, then it meant that there was probably a lot of time. If I would have done it sooner, then it wouldn't have had to be this crash course that I had. It would have had a little bit more subtlety to it. But because I pushed it like that, I didn't listen, then I had to catch up. I had to catch up with my life plan.
Well, and going into this year, 2021, as we're in that age of Aquarius, we're getting some new opportunities coming in and a new way to look at things. And I think that's important too, because I think it was Tamara told us last time that we're going from that earth sign, more physical way to respond to being in the air sign now, where we're in our minds and we're responding differently now to things. So think about how your life is changing to adjust to that. Everybody's probably going through some sort of life change, whether it's absolutely like you're on cloud nine, everything's going right, or the world's crashing and you're having a Tarot Tower moment, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so,
but as we know, the Tarot Tower is, I mean, it looks horrible, but we know it always represents new, wonderful things coming. You've got to let go of the old in order for the new to come in. That's exactly what that card represents.
Exactly what it does. Yeah. New beginning coming. And it's making room for that new beginning.
You have to let go. You have to let the one crash. It has to completely fall down around you for the new to come in.
Yeah.
So if your world is crashing, wonderful.
Yay. We're so happy for you.
We are.
And if you've been feeling like you want to sleep, I have seen things at the Schumann residence is spiking, that there was a solar flare that was coming in. And so if you're like sleepy or grumpy or moody or just having extra added on to that wonderful thing you're already going through, just know that is happening for us as well.
Yeah, see, and that's energetic stuff. And don't be surprised if you find yourself sensitive to energies. And this is just one more. I mean, there are so many different kind of energies that go on. Just recognize within yourself. This is where I get, it's like this, you know what's your energy and what is not. So that's where you can kind of tell if you're being affected by something or someone else, because you know your energy. And that's where you can go, okay, this isn't mine. But you know, but it takes a little bit to recognize that at first sometimes. It's like, oh, wait a minute, where is this coming from? What is this? I thought I was okay. And then
And so true. Yeah, we go through that. We do have a question here. I haven't got to read through it yet. So this is going to be like, I'm going to read it and we're both going to go, oh, no. Okay, so we have a question. What do you do when you keep getting the same very negative experience over and over? You feel like, I'm going to say, he feels like he's been learning or something that he's supposed to be learning. Same experience keeps popping up. Mm-hmm. How do you figure out what it is? And then hold on, I have to say, see more. Well, this is long. Okay. okay. Well, do we have enough of that? I think we have enough of that question to go off of that.
Right. So what it is. It's a pattern. And when you have a pattern going on, it means you're trying to learn something. And if it keeps happening, it means you haven't learned it or haven't completed it exactly the way you would like to. You know, it's like you maybe have done one reaction but you're like, I would like this, you know, and this is on this other level. You're making these plans. So it's like, let's do this again and see if I can do it better this time. And then it happens. And if it's not quite the way you want it, then you'll present it to yourself again. And sometimes even after you feel like, look, I got this, it's like, it'll come back around again just to make sure. I don't like the word test, but it kind of is. It's just to see for yourself, where are you really with this situation? Mm-hmm. Is that what you find? Or?
Yeah. And, you know, I've had a lot of, because I do readings as well. So I've had people call them, how many times do you get the relationship question? You know, it's mm-hmm. like, what do I do in this relationship? Should I stay or should I go? Well, I don't give answers like that, just so you know. And, but what we will look at is what happens if you stay and what happens if you go. Mm-hmm. And what I find to be the common thread with the answer for that is, listen, if you love this person, go work it out with this person, because otherwise you're going to leave this situation because it's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to go recreate it with someone else, which means you got to reestablish that relationship. You got to reestablish that level of connection so that you can reestablish that lesson.
Right.
And so why not work it out with the one you're with and just build that relationship? Because once you get to the other side of that, then your relationship's going to be even stronger than it was before. Mm-hmm. And now we're not talking about abusive relationships. Right. We're just talking about your everyday quarrels and misagreements. And I'm here and they're there. And it's like, go work that out. I mean, sometimes it is about that, but sometimes it's just about go get that lesson.
Yeah.
Are you judging and mirroring each other? And
right. You just said, I was going to say, that's what I was just getting. Remember that others are reflections of ourselves. And so sometimes it's just showing us those things that we want to work on within ourselves. And so that's why we keep presenting it with another person.
And it does show up again. And then like you were saying, and then it'll show up again to show you where you're at with it, where are you meeting it energetically this time? Because it is your lesson. And so,
because when you are done with it, it won't show up anymore. Just won't. There's no need for it.
Yep. So, you know, you're not done. It keeps showing up.
It keeps coming up. Exactly.
Do your best to get
one more little thing.
Okay. You got these three pieces over here, but we want to still show you these two, right? Mm-hmm. So each time you get a little bit more evolved from it, but it does quit showing up.
I would like to put out something. I don't know the situation, and maybe it really is a negative. I don't know. But I wonder if it'd be possible to call it a learning experience, if that would help change the dynamics of it, if you looked at it as a learning experience rather than a negative experience. It's easy, you know. They can look very negative, but they might be for a really positive growth experience. So, you know, and I'm not trying to make light of anything. I don't know the situation. You know the answer to that one yourself as to how you would look at it. But if you could look at it as a learning experience, will that help? Will that help you to move through this and maybe complete it?
Yeah. Bravo. Well said. Mm-hmm. Well said. So, let's see if there's anything else. Yeah, everyone's chiming in with the same kind of reflection of that. So, yeah, wonderful, because it really is an opportunity. And if we can start looking at those difficult things as opportunities, it does kind of change the energy around it. Like you were saying, don't call it the negative experience. It's an experience. I'm having this experience. What's the opportunity? What's the thing that I can take away from this?
Right.
How is it growing me? What direction is it pushing me in? Because we can all look at things in our past that we went through and then see where it got us.
Yeah.
You know, and we usually are pretty happy with where that ended up being. So
yeah, and it might take a while before you can actually look at it that way. When you're in the middle of it, yeah, it may not look so pretty. But I know if I could have, I'm trying to think, there's, you know, we have things that happen. And I know when I was younger, I was so full of reactions and I didn't look too much into something. I was just reacting. And it was later then I started, I would have a similar situation. And then that's where I was gauging myself. The beginning, it was, oh my gosh, it was crazy, immature reactions, you know, screaming and yelling and all that crazy stuff. And then later it got to where I could go deeper into it before I got to some of those reactions like that. And then finally got to where, a similar, you know, it's like, yeah, I had to keep repeating situations until I got to where I didn't react. You know, it was just, it didn't affect me that way. I could see.
And I'm just going to go right back to the first story we told about going to the Conscious Life Expo. Nothing shows up for the booth. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Here we are with this booth at this giant expo. And I'm looking at Julia like, oh my God, she's going to lose it. And she goes, okay, well, we'll just go print up some flyers and, you know, and I'm just like, who is this person? You know, and it's like, I would have thought fireworks were going to go off. Like, where is this stuff? Who screwed that up? No.
Nothing. I mean, we did everything we could to get it. We couldn't get it. So it's like, what's plan B? Yeah,
and that's exactly what you did. And
plan C was Tracy dancing on the tables.
So it really was. And thank God that didn't go to plan C. But you know what? What did happen is your book showed up for your lecture. And I think that, you know, the universe said, well played, Julia. Here's your books. You know, it's like, we didn't get everything. We never did find the banners.
No, never did. I don't know where they are.
The ether gods got those. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but again, you know, it does show the evolution of reactions. You know, there was so many reactions you could have had when things were just not coming together. And you chose to just be like, okay, well, let's go see what we can do, you know? Make that happen. And then I think we even got to our table and the people next to us were using it like their kitchen.
Yeah.
Cups and everything.
But it was so funny because, and it was just the style and the kind of thing, but it was at one point we had more going on at our booth that had nothing in it than some of the others that were just loaded with stuff.
Oh, yeah, because we were just having fun.
We were. Total fun.
And people would come up to the booth and they'd be looking around because everybody would have the banners, you know, up behind them, and they're looking around and they're looking for something to tell them what that booth was. They just knew they wanted to be there, but they didn't know why. And so finally they found something to cling to, which usually was the website picture of their mom. Mm-hmm. Then they could start a conversation with us, and you and I were ruthless. We would just wait. You know, you're gonna say something to us eventually. But we had a good time.
We did. Yeah. We had such wonderful people. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's true. And they came back to see us again the next year.
Next year, yeah.
So yeah, we need to get that going again. We didn't get to do that this year because of the virus, but that's okay. It'll be back and so will we.
Yep.
So very fun. All right, let's see if there's anything else. Hello to all the people that are saying hi in the chat room. I know we got Mexico, and then we got some chatting, so I missed some of where we got people from. But talking about empaths, that's a good thing to talk about too, is, you know, the empaths, you were talking about what's my energy and what's not. And I think it's, as much as we talk about that stuff, I think it's always good to keep talking about it because we get caught up in our reality, our perceived realities, and we kind of forget that we do have that energy of the empath.
Right. Very sensitive, very, you know, and it's easy to take on other people's stuff and other things You know, it's just because everything has energy. So it's very easy to be around it and feel it and not really know where it's coming from and think it's our own. And that's the biggest thing, is just knowing. I mean, this is what someone told me when I was first getting into this. It's almost like this is the first step, because it was like, it was really cool, because like, you're going to need to know this, you know, and because I was calling a psychic. Okay. And I'm like, what is going on? I remember all the reactions back then. I don't understand. I thought I was fine. Why am I feeling like this? And she's like, okay, here's metaphysics 101. You need to know your energy. You know your energy, and you need to trust that you know your energy. And that's what I want you to understand. Trust that you know your energy. You know what you feel like. That's you. You live with you all the time. You know you. Okay. Now, if something starts happening, you're feeling something, or it's just, you may not even identify it as feeling. You just like, whoa, I don't understand, that kind of thing. And it's not you. That's what I want you to acknowledge. This is not me.
Yeah.
This is not what I feel like. And that's step one to acknowledging that this isn't my energy. Okay. And when you do that, see, now you, by having that awareness, you have now done this. This is mine. This is not mine. And then what I do, I mean, people do all different things, but I just send it back to whoever it came from or wherever it came from. You know, now other people say, well, I'm going to send it to the earth. Or I'm going to do that. It doesn't really matter what you do with it. Just acknowledge it's not yours. You don't have to take it on. You don't have to carry it around with you. I just send it back.
Yeah. And that's when you don't realize you're carrying someone else's energy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we have the empath that wants to fix everything too.
Yeah.
And right there. And so we want to fix everything, right? Mm-hmm. So the best advice I ever got, and it just really sticks, is that's not my journey, that's their journey.
Very good. Yes.
And it's good advice. You know, you can give your two cents, you can give your compassion and love and advice to that person, but then, you know, cut that cord, don't carry it for them, because, and this is what I found out. I don't remember where this information came from, but when you carry somebody else's problem, so if Julia came to me and said, oh my God, all this is happening. And then we get off the phone and now I'm sitting here going, poor Julia, poor Julia, poor Julia. Now what's happening? Two of us are doing it. So it amplifies it. So not only are you not helping the person, you are amplifying it for them and calling it in even stronger around them. So it's really important that you realize, cut the cords with other people's stuff, let them have their journey with it. Let them have that experience. They came here to have it. You came here to have yours. And, you know, yeah, we're here to help each other through those things, but
right.
I'm not fixing it for her.
Exactly. We can be support people for each other, but that, you know, sounding boards, whatever, but we're not here to carry their load. That's their load that they created.
Exactly. Yeah. So when I call Julia up and go, my shoulder hurts, she says, okay, cutting that cord. No. But she talks me through the stuff she knows how to guide me through. And then she has me doing the work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I love when you said a while ago, I don't answer that question. That's what early on when Tracy and I first started doing shows, we were doing them on her station, on her channel. And she would have all these people. That's what you did. People would call in for readings and things like that. And I hope, I don't mean to offend anybody if you did do that, but it's like, I wasn't used to that. And it was just like, this is how she always did her show. And she would answer these questions and they were calling in with these questions. And I'm just like, well, why did you create it? What do you want to do with it? Like, I'm not going to answer your question for you. I'm going to make you work on it. And that's how I work. So,
right. Yeah, but you do, you make us all do our own work. And that's where we all need to get. Yeah. I mean, that was the lesson. If you fix the lesson, if you say, oh, well, it's this, this, and this, and then they didn't learn from it, then guess what?
Yeah.
You get to do it again. Then you're like, why did that come around again?
Yeah, so don't go around to somebody. Don't go to somebody wanting them to fix your stuff for you, to, you know, give you all the answers and stuff like that. Somebody, they're not going to help. That's not helping. It really isn't. And don't get mad at somebody who does that. They are actually trying to help you.
You know, and it's important also, because I know that our audience is the most loving group of people that want to help. That's why you're all here, right? We want to help.
Absolutely.
So we have to let go of that attachment to the other person's outcome. And that is, that's huge. You know, it's like,
well, you know, what's coming into mind, it's just really interesting because I don't usually have Bible verses in my head.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Well, okay. The one where, you know, that just the saying is, you know, something about if you feed a man a fish, he's fed from it. But if you teach a man to fish, he will never be hungry.
Yeah.
And it goes along with that. You know, it's like, it's about teaching you that that's what you want in somebody, a support person or a guide or whatever, is to teach you maybe how, what to do here, but not give you all the answers and not do it for you. That doesn't help at all.
No, not in the long run of things. It sure doesn't. I love that one out of the Bible though. That would be my go-to Bible verse right there. So, yeah.
Yeah. It was interesting. It popped in. I don't have Bible verses come in very often at all. So it was interesting.
Yeah.
But it's a good one. It's you've got to learn how to do this. That's why we're here. And so if you want to help somebody, that's how you help them, is help them to discover their own answers.
Right. And that's, and we segue into QHHT, and that's what QHHT does so magically.
It does. Because you know,
already have that.
Yeah, you want that. That's empowering. When you know that you can go inside, you can go inward for your answers. You know, you have all the answers.
Yeah.
You do. But as long as you keep trying to go to somebody outside to fix it, to give you the answers, whatever, you will never go inside. And they have been yelling this for years. It's time to be your own guru. Be your own channel. Just do it. Go inside and get your answers. So where you might need guidance and teaching is in how to do that.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. Yep. And then what you do, you can always go to yourself for your own answers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
so how does it work in a session? Like how are we teaching? How are they being taught in a QHHT session?
Well, when they go into that SC, they are channeling in their higher self. Mm-hmm. They already know how to make that connection. What I love, because some people have on their questions, can I be a channel? And I just giggle when I see that question, because that's exactly what you're doing when you bring the answer in.
Yeah.
And so when I get to that question, can so-and-so be a channel? And okay. That, well, with some work, they could do it. I'm like, so with some work, they could be a channel. Yeah. So what are they doing right now? And there's, yeah, this is a channel.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's just this moment where that connection is made with the conscious and subconscious mind that, oh, I do this all the time.
Absolutely.
And so they make that connection and it comes in. Because I'm just like, that's exactly what you're doing already. And you do it every day when you're talking to that beautiful little voice in your head and it's giving you the guidance. And it's today, my beautiful client was calling. He had this voice in his head that kept saying trust. So we just started calling him the trust guy, which was his higher self.
I love it.
And it was just so fun to watch that connection be made, that trust guy was his higher self.
Yeah.
And so it was really cool, but definitely. See,
and that's what's happening now. You make your first, there are other ways you can do this, but a QHHT session is super easy to make the connection.
Yeah.
And when you do, like you said, then you know what it feels like, you know what it looks like, you know what it tastes like, whatever, you know, the feeling of it. So you can make contact at any time later. I mean, you always had the ability. You didn't know what it was like. It's kind of like any of you energy workers out there. I don't know how it was. Like when you first learned, Tracy, was it real easy? Like, did you know energy immediately?
No.
Right. When my hands were activated and they're like, do you feel that? Or they had me, you know, and they were doing the little things. It's like, okay, do you feel that? And I'm like, no. And then they kept doing it. All of a sudden I found it was the most subtle little thing that I could feel. I'm like, oh my gosh. Well, I feel that. I've felt that before. And they're like, yeah, yes, of course you have, because this is natural. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't know what it was though. And it's the same thing. We do this all the time. We just don't know how to classify it. We don't know how to label it, you know? And when it gets labeled, then it's like, oh, okay, well, now I know how to do that. You know, I know what it feels like. I know what it is. And then it's very strong. It gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And as you are working this muscle called this connection, you know, you're acknowledging it at first, you're recognizing it. And then that, so now it allows it to come in a little bit more. And as you keep just acknowledging it and working with it like a muscle, it gets stronger and stronger, and more of it's coming in. So see, what's happening there is now you are just channeling in more of your higher self. Yeah. It's really very simple. And so, anything to try and make it complicated is not true. It's not real. Right.
It is easy. And yeah, we do try to make it hard. And I want to finish that thought, but don't let me miss this, because we have someone brand new to QHHT in the audience.
Oh, wonderful.
And we're going to talk about that in just a second. I just want her to know, hang in there. We're going to talk about what is QHHT. But yes, I want to go back to, why do we make it so difficult? It's like we have some program, some training that says it's got to be hard. Like, you know, moving on from the bad habit or doing this or doing, you know, changing a thought, changing all this stuff. And it's like, it's some program that says it's got to be hard.
Yeah, I was trying to think, there's some saying out there. Well, like no pain, no gain, those kind of things. And anything worth doing, well, that's worth doing right. But it seems like there's something along that line where it's like, it's going to be hard. You know, things are hard. And, and no, this is natural.
Yeah.
It's natural. It's just a matter of acknowledging it and focusing on it and doing it. You've got to do the work, but it's not hard work.
No. And I remember going through that shift for myself, where I was the client and I was talking about something that I was going through, and they said, well, why don't you just change your mind? Like, but, and I'm trying to make it hard.
I know. Don't you love
it? I'm going to have to climb the mountain both ways in the snow. And they're like, oh, why? Why do you want to do that? And it's like, well, And I ran out of arguments, and I was just like, and I'm like, it can't be that easy. And they're like, but what if it was? Mm-hmm. And then I thought, I can't change my mind about this. And then I quit giving it energy, and it quit having power, and it changed.
Yeah. Amazing. Ah! Yeah, exactly.
So that's the most opera you guys are ever getting out of me. Let's go to what is QHHT.
Right. Because we're almost out of time.
Yes.
So we do need to bring that in. Yeah. QHHT is an acronym for Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique. And it's this gorgeous technique that my mother, Dolores Cannon, invented, created, developed over 40, it was close to 50 years by the time she passed, that she had been working on it, developing it, and then, you know, and then started teaching it. She was well into teaching it when she passed. So it's super easy. What it is doing, it's connecting you with your higher self to get all the answers to your questions, to understand why things are happening in your life. There may be past life things in there, but if it is, it's to show you where some of the things are coming from that are happening now. It gives you perspective. And then, but the biggest part of it is making that connection to the higher self, and of knowing who you really are, and then getting those answers to your questions. And then by doing that, that's what we're saying, by doing that within a session, then now you know how to do it in a conscious state, because you know what it feels like, you know what it sounds like, you know all the things to it. And so now you know how to connect to that energy. It's an energy.
And it's a life-changing thing.
Totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you want to go, QHHTofficial.com is the website. And we have classes, we have online classes for level one, actually for level two as well. We have a whole series of classes that are there. And Tracy, I think you have a code or something if you want to share that.
If you want to save money, put in the magic is real as one word, the magic is real. And that is going to save you 10% on your level one course. So your life is about to change. Mm-hmm. And if you just want to go have a session, there's a whole list of practitioners on that same website.
Yeah. So go to that website. You'll see on the menu bar, find a practitioner. And you can look in there, and you can look for your country, city, country, state, city. I mean, get down to your area, whatever. And you can look in the area that you're willing to travel to. Look at the practitioners that are available. See who resonates with you. I mean, really do your due diligence.
Yeah.
Get someone that resonates with you and have a wonderful experience.
Yeah. they really are great journeys. And as a practitioner, I know I say it on my social media all the time, but let me say it here too. I feel so blessed to be part of people's journey and to be selected to be somebody that can participate in that with them. Mm-hmm. And just be a part of that shift, that change that's going to happen. So I appreciate everyone that's ever come to me for sessions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's so fun. Everybody's welcoming her. And,
Yay,
welcome to the family. And that's what it is. It's a family. It really is. Mm-hmm. It's just a fun, it's so expansive. And there's more and more practitioners coming in every day. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful part about it is it takes a certain energy to be attracted to this, right? Becoming the energetic match to QHHT. Yeah. So, you know, when you meet somebody that's on that journey, that there's something already there that becomes an energetic match, a soul connection with that person. So it's really fun to meet other practitioners. You guys, we're all on the same journey. It's so exciting to participate that and find the like-minded people.
Well, it's this gorgeous journey of waking up. I mean, that's really, I mean, it's that awakening thing. And this is wonderful because that's when you're having a session, you're learning more about that waking up process. Remember, you're learning who you really are.
Yeah.
That's why you're waking up, is to understand that. And then, like I said, it gives you the perspective and the understanding of what this journey is.
Very exciting.
Why you're here.
Yeah.
How many of you have wondered that?
I had one gal, her question was, who was I before I came here? You know, a lot of your mom's books are like that. And she wasn't quite sure what else was out there. Mm-hmm. So she's going, and you know, the higher self is telling her that she's from the Orion Council. So we get done with, you know, and I'm, that's a term I've heard. Okay, whatever. And I'm like, anything else? Give her a little bit of detail about it. And then afterwards she's like, what is an Orion Council? And it's like, that was so exciting to get to share that with her. Cause it just took her mind from I'm from Earth to, oh my God, what else is out there?
Not you. Exactly. Yeah.
There's so much you guys.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you learn in sessions. You really get a broader perspective. It's not because you can be from anywhere. We've had experiences in all kinds of different realms. And that's what you'll see. It might be here on Earth and it might not be. You might be a human. You might not be. But that's what's so cool is it's okay because we've all had these experiences and this is part of the journey.
Yeah.
Why am I having this one?
it's so expansive. And like your mom said, it's convoluted. And the more you dive into the rabbit hole, the more convoluted it gets. Right. And it's just like, oh, I can see why in their books, they say, we can't tell you everything now. You couldn't handle it because the more layers we're peeling and the deeper we go into this, it's like, whoa, there's no way I would have even comprehended that. Maybe the information's out there. Here's an interesting thing too. I'm going to do this in 30 seconds. So the guy had today, he talks about giving his family all this book. He's read this book. It was life-changing for him. He sends it out to his whole family. And like one of them reads half of it. And the other one puts it on a shelf, you know, and everybody's doing something different with the book that he is just like, you guys have to read this book. Right. And it's like when they become that energetic match to that book, when they start getting the information, all of a sudden that book's going to fall off the shelf or resurface and find its way to them. I'm certain they all needed the book and it's going to show up again for them somewhere in their stack of things at the right time in the right place for them. But you know, as we are the wanting to fix it kind of people, where it's like, I want you to read it now and get where I am, and it's like they're on their journey and they get to find that too. But anyways,
that's
you guys,
they are. Mm-hmm.
That's the way the sessions are too. The recordings. Mm-hmm. Next time you listen, you're going to hear something different.
Absolutely,
something you didn't remember saying. So it's amazing. All right, thank you for having me, Julia.
Oh, absolutely, always, Tracy and Julia and
AKA. Yeah.
Thank you all for being
here, everybody.
See you next time.
Bye.